Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
A rant on tipping coming from Brandon. Very well, so I definitely need 5 seconds of silence. Brought to you by Smarticle. Pause on the rant, Brandon. Let's set it up.
I'm not giving you any rant, dude.
You are.
We've done so many things on tipping. I am well documented on my feelings about it.
I know. Here's the headline. What is the new etiquette for tipping? This comes to us via NPR. Brandon, do you have any wokeness or magnus you'd like?
It's NPR, bro. And the woman that wrote this article is a well-respected financial reporter. I have no idea. She's originally from, I think, Wyoming or Montana or somewhere, but now lives in Brooklyn. She could be the wokest. She could be the most conservative. I have no. She's an economist. I don't know what the hell to tell you.
All right. His rant is coming in less than 30 seconds. Here it is. Businesses that never seemed to ask for a tip before, like grocery stores, self-checkout machines, and fast food restaurants, are now asking for tips. According to a 2023 Pew Research survey of adults in the U.S., 72% say they are being asked to tip service workers more frequently than in the past. One of the reasons is the pandemic. We started tipping people we didn't use to tip and tipping more than usual as a way to support essential workers at a time of crisis. So if you're not sure whether you should tip or not, this article says, here's the big point. Just ask the person these three essential questions. What is the minimum and sub-minimum wage in your state? Do you keep your whole tip? And how can I make sure you're getting your tip? So if you're somewhere you don't know what to do, they're asking you for a tip, you should just ask the worker, how much do you make? Are you going to keep this tip?
I know. I found that just so banal. I couldn't even believe that.
Oh, here we go. Brandon rant on tipping coming in.
No. I'm going to rant on that point. Like, hey, waitress, how much do you make? Are you sub-minimum? I'm just like, what? Like, I'm going to ask that? It's so weird. Like, I didn't even get that as to, you know, I guess if you knew, if I'd been going to this restaurant for a while, I like this little breakfast place here in town, and I kind of know some of the waiters by face. If I talked to them and they were, you know, had any kind of relationship, I might ask them, hey, I want to make sure. I always tip when there's actual service. So to me, it's like a moot point. I mean, I'm going to tip.
If you're at one of these grocery stores or convenience stores.
Don't. Please, you're not going to bait me into this. I'm not.
You don't ever leave a tip.
Never.
Oh, I do.
Never. It is. Why not? You mean like when you go to a market and they have a tip on there for the person?
But like something that's on, I go to a restaurant. It's like a fast foodish, like, you know, like a cafe where I got burgers to go or something, right?
Why would you tip them?
Because it's a buck. They're probably making minimum.
We're not talking about a buck, bro. We're talking about 20% of the total bill.
No. I don't leave what I would leave a waitress because the job's not the same.
Okay.
But I usually, in these days, tip where I would not have normally tipped before.
If this ends up being a conversation about the workers, and I don't have a problem with the workers. I get it. You want to make more money. That makes total sense to me. Tipping for good service, total sense to me. Not going to talk about how they tip around the world, whatever. But the issue is this is the issue.
You want it.
The businesses are cheating the system. They are putting this on the back of the workers and the people that are buying the product. They're like, well, what tipping does is it allows you to keep the cost of the food down. I'm like, well, then raise the cost of the food and pay them more.
Oh, you're dipping your toes into
I
it.
It's a pretty common sense discussion, buddy.
No, here's common sense.
Okay,
now, this is
here common. We go, people. Check mark and date and time on Larry.
I don't know where you live, but I live where there's a lot of homeless people, mm-hmm. and they are always panhandling. And so many times of the day where people come up and ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when my family's there, the homeless people come at the window. I don't know if that's where it happens where you are.
Happens all the time.
Okay, so now, does your human guilt kick in and you go like, oh, I feel so bad, I should give them money? Or like,
Never.
What is it? Okay, so it's like, but you're Brandon, you're superhuman. But some people might feel guilty and give out of guilt. Some people might. I'm not saying
we keep power bars in our car to hand out to people that are hungry.
But some people are not great Christians that have socks and power bars like the Dobles who are ready to serve God and Jesus at any at the drop.
The great Jeezy.
So my point is, like, there might be somewhere where you're somewhere and you feel guilt in giving money.
Well, what does this have to do with tipping?
My point is, you should never give money, in my opinion, out of guilt. Like, you should say, like, there's a homeless person. You know what? The Spirit's leading me. I want to give him a dollar.
Fair.
Cool.
I agree
or whatever, whatever.
100%.
By the way, so my point stands. If you're somewhere, you should not guilt tip the supermarket person.
Right. But they know, like, that they're doing that on purpose.
But my point is, like, if you look around and you go, like, you know what? I want a tip. Not out of guilt, because you look around and go, like, then I feel like that's, and they're giving you the opportunity.
You don't disagree on that, bro.
Okay,
what
good.
What this article was talking about was the manipulation of the consumer.
No, but I feel like this article is saying, like, there are all sorts of places now that before, when you went, you didn't even have the option to tip.
Right.
Now you do.
Well, the option came with the screens, right? When we started paying, and then they would turn it around and, like, would you like, you're like,
yes.
Wait, I bought you want me to tip, yes, on the fact that you gave me the thing that was right next to you, that your job is to serve me this. But I'm now going to tip you on top of that.
Okay, so you're probably talking about a supermarket, right?
I'm talking, like, about anything where there's not an actual service.
There's supermarkets, and then there's, like, fast food, higher-end fast food chicken sandwiches.
Right.
Which, what's the difference between the person
Why am I tipping the person at the fast food chicken sandwich place?
So that,
why am I doing that? They're not taking the food to my table. They're not busing my table. The worst is, okay, this is my rant. The worst is when you go to a place where they serve food,
yeah,
and they say, please bus your trays. And so you bus your own trays, and they expect a tip up front.
Okay.
So that to me is like, what am I actually tipping you for? Showing up to work today?
I mean, a friendly smile, a nice welcome to the cash register.
Yeah, bro, but this whole thing has changed. That's my point, is that I think the issue around tipping is that our service workers are not paid enough. That's the problem. I would have no problem if they raised the prices on food and let.
But they're not going to do that. But they're not going to do that.
Then the service don't get into service work.
And by the way, they're not going to get rid of social media, and they're not going to institute a national service.
You'd be surprised, buddy. You'd be surprised what's coming.
But my point is, we're back to, I feel like what you're saying is, I want this person who's asking for a tip to get a higher wage, yet I don't want to tip them.
Yes. I think it's too much mystery. I think it's like, wait, am I tipping you on, are you sub minimum wage? Are you California, you get $20 an hour. Should I tip on that because it's more expensive to live there? I'm saying it's requiring the consumer to think. The whole article is about, how do we tip today? They had to write an effing article to tell us how to tip.
Confusing.
Yes, but I want to drop the F-bomb right now. I've never done it on the show, but I want to drop it so bad right now. Sorry, Pat, but your son is such, the point of this is that they purposely keep it confusing. It doesn't need to be confusing. We don't, if you look around the world, they don't tip. Not like we do. We have been abused into tipping. You're like, whatever, just throw your money away. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
I'm not throwing my money away. I never tip and feel guilty about it. I always go, I'd look around and go, like, you know what? Give a buck.
Me too. I absolutely.
No, you just said you're confused.
No,
you don't.
No, bro. I will absolutely tip somebody if I feel like there's been an extra, they've gone the extra mile of service.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because
even in a hardware store.
Even in a hardware store, if the person was super helpful and walked me around and they had I was like, yeah, absolutely. That's the service. I'm paying for extra service. I want that person to
make more
money.
We're saying the same thing. We're just coming at it a little different.
Yeah,
there was no real reason for you to stand up on.
You're magnanimous. You do whatever you want to do. And, you know,
just because I love people, Brandon, you hate them. I would say this is like a softer rule of mine for tipping. It's soft. It's a soft.
Right.
If the person that, like, flips the screen out and says, like, do you want, there gives me the option to tip. I always in the back of my head think, like, this person, could they, when I'm not looking, wipe the bun of whatever I'm going to eat on their balls and then put it on the thing? And, like, you know what? If that person can wipe something on their balls, then I definitely give a tip.
They're testy?
It's just like a secret, like,
what if
you
it's
know
a
what?
Woman?
Like,
what if it's a
it's
woman?
Like, she could wipe it on her nether regions. I just always think, like, hey, if this person can wipe their food on their stuff, I'm going to give them a dollar as, like, a safety measure. It's like my dollar countermeasure safety measure.
Yeah, I guess if there was any worry at all, is that I do think to myself, like, if I don't tip, are exactly. they going to do something? Yeah, but that's, again, that's abusive.
Hey, by the way, I think of it as like a anti-ball.
So you're tipping as insurance.
Yeah, I got a little
you're
insurance.
You're paying a little insurance.
Just like a dollar to get a little, hey, they're not going to put any pubes in my burrito. It's like,
oh my God. All right, well, Larry, once again, I'd like to thank you for illuminate. I don't know why we keep having these conversations. I think you just literally like to poke the bear because nothing new has come out of this. It is exactly the same thing we did in our last show about tipping. But listen, what we've learned is this. Larry doesn't like pubes in his burritos and he will pay not to have them in there. So if you want to get Larry to pay you, threaten to put a pube in his burrito.
Sorry, Mom.